Good morning, Bay. Larry Hill here. I just want to acknowledge that we are on the traditional territory of the Namgis First Nations and how happy I am to be here with them. Anyway, this is a summary of the meeting that took place on March the 28th at the Legion. We started the movie meeting at about 5 o'clock. We did all the regular stuff, adopted minutes from previous meetings and the agenda for the meeting that we were having, and everything got done and we started. Petitions and delegations, there were none. Old business, regional district request for specific resolution for an EV, electric vehicle charge station program. Staff will contact the regional district for further information. Then this was one that I brought up, I suggested that we look at taking one of our properties and building a duplex, and then that duplex would be available for essential personnel coming to the island, hospital, whatever personnel that are essential, that we would rent to them and try to kind of make our little dent in the housing shortage that we have here. So I had brought a plan to council about something I'd seen online. A double duplex. One was a 3-bedroom on one side, a 2-bedroom on one side. And just for the council's information, we're looking into doing that. Downtown cleanup, another item that I brought to council and we decided that we would do a Sunday, May 15th, from 9 till noon. Gloves and garbage bags will be provided. We're going to do a downtown cleanup. And afterwards, we'll village staff will provide hot dogs and beverages for the volunteers. Correspondence for action. We had a campground monthly site rental application. We approved that. Tree cutting permit for 835 First Street. And we moved and seconded that tree cutting permit application as specified with the roots of 3 alder trees to be left in place. That was carried. Public Works Foreman Dave had a look at that and thought it was fine too. Draft Council Code of Conduct review. This was interesting. Report was brought to council. I had a few issues with this, so we are going to re-look at that. This is about all signing a code of ethics that, most of it is okay, but there are a couple of items that, if you want to talk to me personally about it, I'll tell you my opinions. It was moved and seconded too that we renew our annual membership with the Union of British Columbia Municipalities. The Village of New Denver had a request for support in their opposition of Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, demanding the removal of Vladimir Putin as Russian leader. Well, as if we can accomplish that, but anyway, we did send a letter of support to the Village of New Denver. Property owner of 367 Pine Street, there was a sewer connection repair. Moved and seconded this item be tabled to allow the chief administrative officer to consult with public works foreman for scheduling that work. A resident had some current concerns for the council, and we received that item for information too. A member of Alert Bay Volunteer Fire Department was preparing a chronological history of the local fire department and fire hall painting project. Councillor Gordon and Mayor Buchanan will speak with long-term residents to assist with the research, help this fellow. Correspondence for information, Island Health, a letter, water system operating permit, Village of Pouskoupé, a copy of their letter for UBCM information, approving of Province of BC regional meetings with Minister Osborne update. Animal control reports for January, February, and annual comparisons, check listings. We received all these items for information. The draft 2020 fees and charges bylaw number 803 moved and seconded that this item be tabled to allow for further research into the fees charged at neighboring boat harbors, just to make sure ours are in line. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan was a busy fellow. He attended regional district meetings in Cameron, Mount Waddington Hospital, participated in a trial run of the presentation to the AVICC workshop, Toronto, Victoria, for the UBCMRDCO's chairs meeting. Attended an address by UBCM President Laurie Ann Rudenberg. Attended an address by the director of EMBC, Graham Knox, who spoke about the 2021 wildfires. Atmospheric river events, the response, recovery, and observations. And he attended an address by Sukhbir Manhas from the Young Anderson Law Firm, who spoke about elected officials' conduct and conflict of interest. He attended a nuts and bolts session where the Cowichan Valley Regional District addresses homelessness and addiction. A member of the Comox Valley spoke about a poverty reduction strategy. He attended an address where a member of the Quathet Regional District spoke on improvement districts and water issues in various communities around the province. He attended an address where the Senior Regional Manager of Vancouver Island Central Coast for EMBC, Ryan Wainwright, spoke about the new norm of wildfires and atmospheric rivers and fostering collaboration. Attended an address where the Capital Regional District CEO Bob Lapham and Ted Robbins, General Manager of Integrated Water Services, spoke about capital projects in challenging times. And he attended an address from the Ministry of the Municipal Affairs, Michelle Dan, Executive Director, and Patrick Thompson, Director of Governance Services, gave a ministry update. Lisa Hoskins, Senior Planning Analyst, spoke about legislative changes. We received an elections update from Deanna Chapman. This is election year, by the way. All of you people who would like to join us in administering this village, we'd be happy to have you enter the race. Back to Mayor Buchanan's report. We received an election update from Dana Chapman, Director of Compliance Services, Elections BC, and Jody Cook, Executive Director of Electoral Finance. There will be more mail-in ballots available in the election, a public notice bylaw, code of conduct legislation. More information is available at www.bnc.ca/local-elections. He attended an address from the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, Stephen Yancey, Acting District Manager, Davina Thomas, District Program Manager, and Ian Pilkington, Chief Engineer. They spoke about rebuilding the highways after the floods and landslides. He attended an address by ECOM 911's Doug Campbell, Board Chair, and Jasmine Bradley, Executive Director of Communication and Public Affairs, who spoke about the opportunities and challenges of NG911. They will be able to broadcast intrusive alerting via Wi-Fi radio and TV. Municipalities will be able to send out alerts and control the messages. You will be able to contact 911 via text. There's more information at ess.modernization@gov.bc.ca, ERA 2.0. He attended an address by the Honorable Nathan Cullen, Minister of Municipal Affairs. He attended an address by Malcolm Brody, Chair of the Municipal Finance Authority. Whew. He attended the C2C meeting with Anamgus on the history of the Nimkish. He attended the office to answer emails, sign checks, respond to emails, and also did the same thing from home as well. Councillor Gordon attended the C2C meeting with Anamgus on the history of the Nimkish. Councillor Granger attended that C2C meeting with Anamgus on the history of Nimkish and attended the office to respond to emails. My report, I attended the C2C meeting with Anamgus on the history of the Nimkish. I feel that the Art Loft should be thanked for their many years of service. As we all know, the Art Loft has decided to fold. So staff will write a letter of thanks, which I think is a lot of people put in a lot of work. I feel an update is needed to show how the projects are coming along. For example, the library expansion, the restoration of the town square, the stairway project. So many of these things that we have talked about doing just kind of, disappear. I'm not really angry at anybody necessarily. I mean, it's all of our collective fault, I suppose. And it was just, I thanked everybody for listening to me. And I just expressed some concerns about it. That's all. Councillor McGregor attended the C2C meeting on the with Anamgus on the history of the Nimkish. She attended a hospital planning advisory committee meeting. An interim manager is in place until a permanent manager is found. Kane Gordon, Fire Chief. There's an upcoming Fire Chief meeting April 6th, which will cover completing incident reports. We've been pricing out bottles for the SCBA. They are 300 used and they last about 3 years, or $1,800 new, which will last 15 years. So there's some thinking going on about what the fire hall is going to do, what the best thing to do is. Lyle McNish, CEO, preliminary five-year financial plan. Council has requested further details on the options for the five-year financial plan percentages. We're going to be increasing some fees, which haven't been raised for a long time. And, you know, it's a concern. We want to, you know, not do it too quickly. I still remind everybody that, you know, we basically, the taxes that we collect from everybody that lives here, me included, only cover 12% of our operating expenses. So there's not a lot of extra money. So some of these fees do have to be raised to kind of keep up with the actual costs, especially when we think about our new water system that is going to be a very expensive project to replace all of the water lines in our village. So funding water reserves, moved and seconded that the CAO is directed to start an amendment to the initial bylaw for water frontage tax rates from 50 cents a foot, which was set up in 1973, to $1.50 a foot beginning with the 2022 year. And this was carried. This should actually go even higher, but we're going to do it slowly. General local election, pursuant to the sections and all that stuff, Lynn Hawley is appointed as a chief election officer. And Lyle McNish is a deputy election officer, and that a budget of $3,500 for the 2022 general election be approved. This was carried. Question period. When will the next frontage tax increase be? Well, council will decide next year, because we just did raise it from 50 cents to, what was that, which was set in 1973, and we raised it from 50 cents a foot frontage to $1.50 a foot. For the harbor rates, how much weight do we put on what other harbors are doing? Answer, council makes decisions after receiving detailed information from staff after they have researched various options. Question, is a cleanup for town or the beach? Given gloves and garbage bags would be inadequate, staff will make a poster to advertise. An organizer would be a good idea. The poster may generate interest for an organizer or a group to lead a project. If anybody listening has wants to become involved in this and even wants to lead the cleanup, please get in touch with any of us. Is the whiteboard, so the whiteboard is something that we came up with a number of years ago, early on in our term, and it was a way of keeping track of some of these projects. Now, the whiteboard sits down in the village office meeting room, but most of our meetings are carried on at the Legion, so we don't, most of us don't really see that whiteboard. So that's what the whiteboard is. Answer, the whiteboard is mounted on the wall in council chambers. It is being updated. We had a motion to exclude the public. We had something we had to talk about, and we did that. And we rose, and out of that meeting, the draft partnering agreement with City West for the last mile network infrastructure is approved in principle, with the CAO doing further investigation into the details. This has to do with internet coverage, and more to come on that. Okay, so that was the meeting, and we adjourned. It was about a two-hour meeting, so it was 2 hour 15 minutes, actually. So thanks for listening.